released on the 9th. American scientists have created an underwater invisibility cloak. They've developed a way of hiding underwater objects like submarines from sonar. Tim Layton, Professor of Ultrasonics and Underwater Acoustics. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're not looking at new science here, are we?
Well, it's certainly a new implementation. In 2006, people managed to bend microwaves around an object to hide it. But the advantage of this new discovery is that it works over a very broad range of frequencies, which makes it much more practically effective.
The moment where sonar can pick up things like submarines underwater, what does this cloaking device, does it jam that then, Tim?
No. If you want to make something invisible, think of how we first of all see things, either with our eyes or how say a dolphin would see it if it was using sonar underwater. The object, the target you're looking at, it scatters sound back at you. And it shadows the sound. It stops sound passing through it. So you've got to stop that scattering and shadowing by wrapping it in a cloak that avoids those two things. Now, what it would do with sonar is a sound pulse that travels towards the target has to enter this cloak, wrap around the target, and then proceed behind the target, as if the target wasn't there. So you've got to kind of bend the sound around the target. Now, sound does bend quite easily. You know, if you imagine you're standing around the corner from somebody and they're looking straight ahead and shining a torch, the torch light goes straight ahead of them and doesn't bend around the corner. But if they're speaking, the sound waves travel perfectly well around the corner and you can hear them speaking. So it's not that difficult to bend sound, and we've implemented that for 100 years or more. If you imagine, you remember these Victorian speaking tubes we
see in
houses, in ships where the captain, you know, whistles down. So we can bend sound we've known about doing that for hundreds of years, and we've used it in such speaking tubes. So what the trick here is, you've got to be able to bend it no matter what direction the sound is coming from. So what they've actually done is they've made a kind of disc. I think it's out of aluminium, and they've carved into it a series of channels channels in which are placed dots and blocks and such like, and they bend the sound a little like the Victorian speaking tube around the object and then let it out the other side traveling exactly the same direction as it was before. It has to be a little bit clever because obviously the light, that the sound goes round a longer path. If it wraps round an object, it's travelled further than the sound in the water that went in a straight line. So you have to make the thing go faster when it's in the cloak.
Yes.
Than it would have done in the water. But effectively, the trick is to put the cloak around the object, and whereas before it would scatter the sound back at you and form a shadow behind, when you've got the cloak around it, it doesn't. All the water outside the cloak has the same sound field that it would have had if the target wasn't there.
Fascinating stuff, Tim, and huge ramifications, yes?
Yes, I mean, if it can be made practically implementable, you can put it around, obviously, submarines or such like to make them less visible to targets, and maybe even do it around mines or such like if you're a hostile person trying to hide a mine.
Yeah.
But if you're looking in the in some other, we use sound to probe to look at to form images of many things, from aircraft wings to the body. And in some of those cases, we sometimes get strong scattering from one object, say a bone, if we're looking at a medical ultrasound image, when we're trying to see another target, like a tumour, which gives much fainter scatter. And idea, you know, the idea of reducing the scatter from the thing, the strong thing, the bone, so that you could see the tumour would be wonderful. Obviously.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
That would be great. However, you know, I can't see a way of actually sticking a cloak inside somebody to do that.
But, not yet.
But the principle is there. Basically, it's stealth technology, if you like. It makes things invisible to sound.
Tim, last question. Have you got a beard?
No beard, never have.
Thank you very much. Tim Leighton there, Professor of Ultrasonics and Underwater Acoustics, cloaks, discs, bending sound. Yeah, you don't get that in any other radio programme, do you?